Is the telephone a problem in your home? Is there a lot of talking and listening going on at your expense? I'm Dr. Ray Guarendi. The telephone is a youngster's link to the outside world where the action is really happening, not in your house. The phone's appeal is enormous. Therefore, its potential for abuse is enormous. So we parents have to decree phone limits, because the average child won't. To relieve some phone fights, parents will get the kids their own phone. I think this is a problem. First of all, who pays for the phone? Second, it opens the lines to longer communications. Third, do siblings get their own? Fourth, will you ever see your child again? Maybe you could get her call waiting. Well, speaking of call waiting, some parents do this, but then again, that just kind of shifts the problem. It essentially says, Polly, you go ahead and talk on with your 97 friends, but let me know if either of my two friends call. Maybe there's a few other things we can do. How about a phone time? Say from 4 to 4:30, Polly can get calls, and from 8 to 8:30. Now, she's responsible for sending out a notice in the paper to all her friends that those are her phone times. Phone time can be earned. In other words, you have to do X minutes of chores to earn X minutes of phone time. Another mother solved the problem this way. She put one phone in the kitchen. The kids had conversations. Mom was usually around. Phones are nowhere near as much fun when the folks are there listening in. I'm Dr. Ray.